In this week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, we have the second parsha of Kriya Shema, Vayim Shemaya, in which we have the mitzvah, the chiyuv for a father to teach his son Torah. Which in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Harav points out, even if the mitzvah schinuch in general, regarding other mitzvahs, is a midah rabbanan, but the mitzvah schinuch of Talmud Torah is a chiyuv d'oraisa, v'lamadtem moisim espanechem. Rashi brings down Hashem Chazal, what is the time when we start being mechanech hasons to Torah? Mishosha ben yideh ledaber lamdeu Torah. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Sheizeh lima debura. Kedua, when the child starts talking, when he learns how to talk, when your baby learns how to talk, so you teach him Torah tziva lanu Moshe. This is in fact quoted in the Gemara in Sukkah, in the Braisa, Membeis, which lists the various ages of chinuch. When you start to mechanech your child, when he knows how to watch lishmar gufay, then you put on tefillin. This is the age when he knows how to talk. You teach him Torah. It was a question that should be raised on Rashi. That this idea that there's different ages of chinuch when we start being mechanech our children. So it's mevur in many places that it's not enough that the child knows how to do the physical external part of the mitzvah. He has to be roy for the content of the mitzvah. The Moshul, we just passed Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, 3 weeks. Over there, we say only a child who understands the Avelus, the mitzvah, the Indian from Avelus, is in Mechuyev. We don't say when a child knows how to sit on the floor and read Kinnis, then he has to be Mechanech for the mitzvah. He has to be aware of the content of the mitzvah, be ready to Mekayim the content of the mitzvah. So L'chara, regarding Torah is enough just to speak the Torah? Torah, the idea of Torah is to understand Torah. The idea of Torah, that a person should understand and have Havana and understanding the Torah. So the Chor, the proper age to be Mechanech, a child in Torah, would be when he becomes a Bar Havana. When the Tinek is Yedeat Lahovin Es HaTorah, then we should teach him, that should be the proper age of Torah. Emes, there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav who says, then Torah Shebichsav Yoyitze, the mitzvah, even if you don't understand, perhaps you could be Miyash of the Rashi, the Fi, the Achit, the Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch Rav. But even so, even if you're the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Pashtus, the Iker, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, the proper mitzvah is to understand the Torah. So why is the proper age for chinuch? Why is that tali when he knows how to speak, even if he really doesn't understand the Torah that he's saying? So I like to suggest some new pshat in Rashi, maybe a little bit of a chiddush, that maybe we're not being mechanech necessarily to the Iker mitzvah's Torah. We're being mechanech to a certain prat, a detail that's part and parcel of the mitzvah's Torah, and really a hechsher to Mekayim mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Hechsher that this mitzvah, ledaber v'matim v'smenechim ledaber bam, is parallel to the chiyuv we find in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, v'dibartem bam. That's a chiyuv in each, on the father himself, and each and every one in Klai Yisrael, v'dibartem bam, to talk in Torah, to learn Torah himself. And here it said, v'matim v'smenechim ledaber bam. Over there we find, v'dibartem bam, the parsha v'dibartem bam, Chazal learned out that over here there's a mitzvah and actually an iser not to talk dvarim b'teilim, v'dibartem bam v'loyiv dvarim b'teilim. Marn Yuma, daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, says there's a lav, there's an iser, it's an iser essay. Not to talk dvarim b'teilim, it's a bittul Torah, it's an iser. But in Rashi before, in Parshas V'eschanan, v'dibartem bam, it's shet echidish in this idea of dvarim b'teilim, of bittul Torah. Rashi says, v'dibartem bam, shleye ikur, diburecha elabam, asem ikur v'al tasem tof. I think it's Mavur and Rashi that there's a second dimension in the idea of Bittul Torah. There's the common understanding that a person's schmoozing, wasting his time. So he's wasting Bekamas, he's wasting his time. He could spend his time engaged in Torah. But Rashi is Mavur that there's a second dimension. There's a sugya of what we call Bittul Torah Be'echos. Rashi is saying that the idea of spending your time always learning Torah and not engaged in other things is not only an issue of Kamas. Question is, what's the ikar? What is by you an ikar and tafel? We all have in life an ikar and tafel. A person emotionally, in his value system, he connects to different things differently. He relates to different things differently. And there are things that are ikar and the things that are tafel. Rashi is learning that the Torah is telling you not to talk on other things. It's telling you to downplay other things. Don't make them choshev. When you engage in other things, don't make them choshev. In other words, it could be that a person who spends hours and hours in the workplace, but when he he takes out time and puts away time to learn, and that becomes his ikr. There he's living and there he's animated. So by him, fakir, that's ikr. He's talking, the other thing is tafa. And the other side, if a person could spend hours and hours in learning, and if engages, when he's engaged in his outlets, and a person has outlets, but when he gazes in his outlets, it's an hour that he plays sports, or he listens to music or something, and he becomes engrossed totally in that. That becomes his life. So there's no greater bittul Torah than that. That's what we call bittul Torah be'echus. He just downplayed, and he just made tuffel, he made secondary his limud Torah. When he goes back to the base medrash, he might be learning for hours and hours, but that's not going to connect him, because that's at the end of the day tuffel. That's not where his heart is. That's not where his life is. That's what we call bittul Torah be'echus. Same ikr of al tasim tuffel. After understanding this idea, which has many applications, but Kenzain, this is back to Pshat and Rashi. Say a chiddush. This is what Rashi is saying. This is the idea of teaching a child to talk. Right away, when he knows how to talk, to teach him to start talking and learning. Perhaps what Rashi is saying is that when a child starts to open his mouth and Baruch Hashem can already talk, so until he's going to live to Me'av Esam Shana, a marble of Diburim is going to come out of his mouth. Now, Mensch is a Medaber, he starts talking and he doesn't stop until he's buried. The person's dibur is his chiyus. That's where a person lives. Rashi in Bereishis says in the pasuk, "Vayia adam lenefesh chaya." Rashi says every being is living. Why is a human being called a living? Shnetoisa by day of dibur. He's the one who could speak. We see the chiyus of a person is expressed in his dibur. When the child speaks, make sure you catch the moment. Make sure you start teaching him first. The first thing he should speak about is talking and learning. Why? Because you have to. If he starts talking about other things, and only later when he understands, you start thinking about learning, other things become ikram life. And then there's no two ways. You can't answer tzvei chanas kasanas. If there's other things become ikram, and meila, eventually that Torah is going to be toughled in. And it's meduyik like this in Rashi. Rashi is saying, Mishosha ben yedei ledaber, lamdehu Torah tzivu lanu Moshe, sheyezeh limud diburoi. Rashi says, this is the way he should be taught to speak. So we're saying, maybe there's a chiddush here. The ikram mitzvah talmud Torah is taka to understand Torah. Of a part, a prada detail of mitzvah's Talmud Torah also is that there shouldn't be other things in a person's life. There shouldn't be other things that have a major weight that capture the person's heart and mind that he's engrossed in. That's mechayev. That when he starts talking, it's takatoli. When he's a yedei ledaber, when he starts talking, when he's able to talk, you must start to teach him Torah. You must start to teach him how to speak in Torah, because that's the way a yid talks in Torah. That has to be the center of his life. Maybe this is the idea. This is the idea of when the mitzvah's Talmud Torah starts, when he knows how to talk, because that's the only way the Torah eventually that you're going to teach him will become an ikur in his life. And perhaps this is the pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban over here learns v'matim olisim esvenechem adar bam a little bit different than Rashi. Seems to be the Ramban is bothered by why the chur is a repetitive chiyuv to teach your children. Already says in the first pasha kriyishma v'shim natim levonecha. The Ramban says over here we're adding on that you should teach him in a way that, the way the Ramban means it, you should teach them in a way that eventually it causes them, you should teach them in a way that should bring them to a matzah that they're constantly going to be talking in Torah. The first parasha doesn't say that. It says, don't teach them. Here it says, teach them in a way that they can always be talking and always living and learning. Question is, how do you do that? We as mechankim, how do we do that? What does that mean? You strap your child in a chair and you lock them in the house and you say, in the comments, you can't run out, you have to sit every second and learn avadanat. The Ramban means you have to teach Torah in a way that the Torah becomes ikr by them. If the Torah becomes ikr by them, and mela, the dabar bum, avada person is going to spend a lot of time in that. Because what's ikr by a person, he generally spends a lot of time. How do we do that? We do them teaching Torah by the mechalich, if by the father, the Torah is the ikr of his life. If by the father, the Torah is the ikr of his life, the child sees that's where when he says Torah, that's when he's animated, and that's when he's living. And the other way around, the child sees that when the father does the other things the father does, the father, it's just a hechatim, it's just a hechsher. That the other outlets that the father has, it's just so they can come get back to learning, get back to being Yosek and avoid this Hashem. So that's a key of this din. You start off by teaching your child when he knows how to speak. First, say, no, talk and learning. He sees this is what you want. This has a tremendous applications in the world, in the sugi of chinuch, and this is so important. We have to know that the children, they pick up so well, they perceive so well what's ikr and what's tafel by us, what's close to a person's heart, where he lives, what's his nekudas achias, what's his lifeline, What's his base chayenu? The Torah says in the siman in Birchas HaTorah, the Torah says that the Torah he base chayenu. The child picks it up in a second. There's a story that I'm reminded of. I once heard from the big mechankim in Eretz Yisrael, Munchinich, name is Abichil Yaakovzin. He told of a story. He deals bigger with kids at risk. He told of a story about a letter of a child who wrote him a letter, and he's reminding him. He said, "Rabbi Yaakovzin, I told you many, many, many times that I have no shortage of Moshe Shmuzin. That wasn't what I was missing in my upbringing." He said, "I heard all the time in my house, and I also even saw in a certain way the chashivas of Torah. I heard about how everything is about Torah. My father stayed in Tokoil until he was very old. But he said, I really saw him between the lines. I saw really when my father was living or not. He says, I remember always sticking in my mind certain moments. He says, when my father, when we did shibutzim, we did renovations in the house. And by the Israelis, they don't do renovations so often. It's not such grace in Musagim, but they one time did shibutzim, they redid the bathrooms. So he said, I remember my father, of course, didn't miss time from yeshiva, but when he came home during lunch and he came during supper. I remember he went over to the tiles and he touched every single one. He said, I remember that whole tkufa, my father took interest in the renovations in a way that I never saw him talking about her. I saw a glitter in his eyes. I saw his eyes animated. I saw him alive in a way that I never saw him whenever he spoke about her or tefillah. This is a scary thing. The child was able to pick up where the father was living and where the father wasn't living. You have to know how to deal with this sugya. We can't overdo it in chinuch. We have to be normal, be yishev hadas. But this is a very big point in chinuch, in chinuch habonim. And it's all telling us, we have to be living Torah. If we're living Torah, then we can give over l'matim esbenoichem l'dabar bon. In fact, this is perhaps from Rashi. This is what Rashi means. That when your child knows how to daber, teach him Torah tzivalonu Moshe. This is to be sichosi. This should be the talk. This is to be the talk in the house, the normal talk in the house. Hashem, if we do this, yeah, if we do this, as Hashem, we should be zeichet. We all be zeichet. Habanim talmud chachamim. Lo yiskim b'torah b'chol shah. Shabbos.